All right, Lake 96.1, Mike Mason in studio with yet another Lake Geneva, Mr. Lake Geneva pageant contestant. What'd I say?
You said that P word, but it's contest.
You don't like when the pageant word?
Well, no. I got issues.
Well, it is.
That's what they keep telling me, but okay. I'm fighting the good fight for contest. I'll probably lose.
All right. That is our very own Tom Giovannone. I pronounce your name right. I struggle with it.
You used to.
I've been practicing. Now that we've come to know each other a little better.
A little better.
Congratulations being part of the contest.
Yeah, it was a shock. Definitely an honor to be nominated.
Okay. You're going to get asked the same questions that everybody else was asked.
Okay.
Starting with, where do you work?
I work here. I work for Gateway and Black Hawk Technical Colleges at the Police Academy.
Okay. Doing what?
Training at the Police Academy. Okay. So I teach a variety of things, mainly firearms and defense and arrest tactics, stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm still back at the police department helping out when they need it, not very often.
Sure.
And the state of Wisconsin has been paying me to stay home. So,
all right.
Because I am officially retired.
Every contestant has a charity.
Correct.
What is yours?
I chose a Treehouse Child and Family Center of Walworth County.
Why'd you choose that?
I wanted my charity to stay local because it's all local people helping us.
Right.
You know, donating to us and stuff like that. And the Treehouse has done so much good for kids in this area that you can't ignore it. And we've talked about it before. My grandson, Jackson, from Jackson's Jokes, actually received a lot of help from the Treehouse when he went through some stuff when his mom got sick and then passed away.
Yes.
And they were a huge help to him. I don't want to say it changed him, but it kept him right.
Sure.
The counseling he got, he was able to get through those two traumatic events with very little side effects.
Okay.
And it just, it's kind of a kick in the gut what they do and how good they do it.
Sure.
You know, and it's just amazing. Yeah. And there was nowhere else I could go.
Okay.
I think they're definitely the most deserving. And again, I wanted to stay here.
Absolutely. Why did you agree to do this?
I had no choice.
Strong-armed into doing it?
We were doing a Life Matters show with Kelly Gerlitz.
Okay.
And I pretty much got ambushed and said I was nominated.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday from 8 till 9, right here on Lake 96.1.
Gotta plug that show, man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They had me over a barrel.
Okay.
But at the same time, the contest portion of this, it's not me.
I was going to say, this is a little out of your comfort zone.
Way.
Right?
Way out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
But, you know, we all have to face challenges.
Sure.
And I think the biggest thing was I 100% back what she's doing.
Sure.
I think this is a great idea, and every year it gets better. You know, the performance the guys do, the money they raise, it's amazing.
All right, we're down to one question.
Okay.
Who do you think your biggest competition is? and this says in the pageant. I didn't write this, but I know you hate that.
It must have meant the competition in the competition. Got it. Honestly, everybody there is competition because all these guys are bringing something that I'm kind of in awe of.
All right.
But honestly, I think my biggest competition is me.
Because I was going to say that. I bet you. I was wondering who's going to come in here and say their biggest competition is themselves. Yeah. I had my money on you.
Well, thanks. For me, it's getting out of my head.
Because I know what your talent is.
Oh, you do?
I do. It's cool. It's a cool concept.
I really hope it is.
People are going to love it.
I hope they do. We battled with that for a long time, and what we came up with was what we're going to do
Saturday
night.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, it's the whole getting out of my comfort zone, trying to do this on stage.
Yeah.
But not only that, the fundraising. You know, I did Beat the Heat for years, and the worst thing that ever happened to Beat the Heat was me.
Right.
You know, without me, the program wasn't there, but I was horrible at sponsoring that stuff. I'm horrible at, you know, talking and bragging and selling. That's just not my thing. So hopefully I learned something.
Well, this Saturday, we're going to see it on stage.
We'll find out, won't we?
Tom Giovannone, one of the eight Lake Geneva, Mr. Lake Geneva contestants.
Thank you.
In the contest, which is happening at Badger High School Auditorium this Saturday, 7 o'clock. You can still get tickets at
Lakes Area Lifeway. Go to Facebook and punch in Lakes Area Lifeway. They sell tickets at the door.
Okay.
But I'm telling everybody, you better get them online because I don't think they're going to have any extra ones.
There you go.
And do you see how simple that Mr. Lake Geneva contest pulled off your tongue? Smooth.
Get out of here. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you very much.